Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The world has lost its way. This country has lost its way. It has refused to listen to the voices of those who teach and preach whatever the Word of God that they understand that they preach and teach. And yet, they are at a loss to explain what happened at Newtown, Connecticut. Why would God allow the slaughter of little innocent children? Yes, that's the major question. Why? Well, we've examined some of those things. And in the first segment, we have seen that the children are subjected to lawless teaching, godless teaching, removal of God and the Bible out of the school. And yet Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and forbid them not." But our secular, atheistic, godless society, and even the religions within it, have lost the form and knowledge of the truth. And we are becoming a nation in very difficult straits in the eyes of God. How many massacres must we go through? Did we learn from 9/11? Did we learn from the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan? Have we learned from the storms and the tornadoes and drought and hurricanes? No, we haven't learned a thing. Did we learn when the children were slaughtered in Columbine? No, we haven't learned. The call now is put policemen that are armed in every school. Will that work? What if the gunman shoots the one who has the protecting weapons first? Now what do you do? Would it not be much better to teach the children concerning the love of God? Would it not be much better to teach them about Jesus Christ? Would it not be much better to take poor, mixed-up people like those men who have perpetrated these massacres, which, by the way, are the result of godlessness, disobedience, the removal of God from school, the removal of Father as authority figure over the Son, and the imposition of women's rights over the rights of the children, over the rights of the Father? See, when we've been abandoned by God, like I pointed out in the first segment, we're in deep trouble. And we are in deep trouble as a nation. And there are so many things that are happening now that are going to unfold, as I wrote in a recent letter, like waves, one after the other from the ocean. And every once in a while, there come a big tsunami. Bang! If you want to know what's in store for us, we need to learn the lesson. These things happen because they are the result of sin. And the result of sin, just like the law of gravity, always brings catastrophe. Now here, in the book of Hosea, we find something very interesting. Let's see how this describes us, because it is. Because most people don't know it, that the modern nations of United Kingdom and the United States are the recipients of the promise given to Abraham. And we were to take the Word of God to the world. Well, we did produce it and get it out to the world, but we didn't teach them the way of God. And now we have stripped it out of our very fabric of our lives. And we have accepted lies and believed them to be true. And we've accepted cruelties and murders that rise with such an unbelievable stench in the nose of God that you can expect far more of the same. Oh, but how can a God of love do that? Remember, that's part of God. He is love. He wants to bring blessing, but he is not going to bring blessings when you sin. Let's come to Hosea 8 and verse 1. Put a ram's horn to your mouth. He comes like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and have rebelled against my law. Do you know the Ten Commandments by heart? Do you believe the Ten Commandments by heart? Without modification. Do you live the Ten Commandments? Pray tell, show me one thing in the Ten Commandments that's difficult to understand. Not one thing. And because we live contrary to the Ten Commandments, and because we reject God, and we don't acknowledge his law, these things happen. And they will continue to happen on an escalating basis. Now come over here to verse 12. I've written to him, that is Ephraim, the great things of my law. How great and wonderful the law of God is. It's perfect. It is righteous. It is good. It is spiritual. It is holy. And yet the ministers from the pulpit sanctimoniously say, God did away with his law. What an absolute, just egotistical, satanic lie that is. Now take them at their own word. If there is no law, there's no sin. So why then, do they call people to repent of their sins? Why then does God hold people accountable for sins if Jesus did away with it? God said, heaven and earth pass away. And Jesus affirmed that heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. We're not dealing with just how people think. We're not dealing with small little troubles. We are dealing with gigantic mammoth problems of multiplication of lawlessness and evil. But when God showed great things in his law, they were counted as a strange thing. A strange thing. What is the Bible? Oh, that's just a collection of old writings by men. Well, pray tell. You follow the educated elite? Oh, yeah. How do they express their ideas? They write them. Yet you follow them more than the Bible and count God unworthy of being able to inspire the protection of his word and bring it to the last generation, which needs the word of God more than anything else, which he has done, and published it in over 450 languages, the whole Bible, and over 2,200 languages in the New Testament. And there are now nearly 6.5 billion Bibles in the world for 7 billion people. God has left a witness. But if you don't open it, and if you don't turn to God, you'll never understand it. And God has sent it to you, and you now are held responsible before God. Now what happens when a people forgets God? What happens when people reject God? What happens when they think they're worshiping God, but they're worshiping Satan, the devil? What happens when they have sinned so bad that it's like looking at a putrefied man from head to toe that's covered with sores and wounds and bruises, and he thinks he's just fine? Now let's understand something from the Word of God. A direct message from God to every person, to this nation, to every city, to every state, to every country in the world, but in particularly to those of us who are the modern descendants of the children of Israel. This is a prophecy. Remember, God's word is eternal. It applies to all people at all times, down through history, past, present, and future. Because God is eternal, His law is eternal, His law is love, God is love, and goodness and graciousness, but we are mocking God by what we do in rejecting Him, and then dare to ask the question, why didn't God prevent this? Well, I will tell you the answer to that once we understand what we have done. Hosea 4 and verse 1, here's what God says. Hear the word of God, children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth. Lying politicians from the head to the tail. No truth in government. No truth in churches. Nor mercy. You think about mercy. Oh, we're kind and generous and merciful people. Really? Have you examined some of the laws that are the law of the land and judged by the Supreme Court as to be upheld and giving the government power of jurisdiction to execute penalties if you don't keep these unrighteous laws? Nor knowledge of God in the land. Listen. Listen to what has happened. Listen to this prophecy that is occurring right now. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish, with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall also be taken away. Let no man strive or reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with the priest. That's something? You fight against the word of God? You're fighting against God. Try making yourself float around in the air. That'll be more easy to do than fight against God. Because you see, God made the law of gravity. God made all the laws that He has. And there are laws that govern our relationship with God. And those are His Ten Commandments. Let's come down here to verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Are we destroying things? Are we destroying people? And I want you to think on that, because we will get to it. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. Just exactly as we read in Romans 1, when you reach a certain level of sin, God abandons you. Don't think for one minute that you're going to live in your sins of adultery and fornication and drugs and lying and cheating and stealing and teaching children from the earliest age about homosexuality, giving them games and things to play with which indoctrinate them into murder. Like one 8-year-old boy, he played so many games killing with on his games that one day he got a revolver and went out and shot 8 children, 6 of them right in the head, because he was such a good shot from having played that video game over and over and over again. That's what we're teaching our children. Look at them running around, looking at their smartphones, texting one another, sexting one another. We bring them in and teach them to have sex. And then we wonder why these things take place. Let's see what God says. Let's come to the book of Jeremiah. He's given us everything, hasn't he? Aren't we a nation that has more than any nation has ever had? And with all of that, are we thankful to God? We demand more and more. We even come to God and demand that He blesses in our sins. And we get upset when correction comes. Jeremiah 5 and verse 7, God says this, "How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and have sworn by them that are not gods." Is that not what is happening? How many young people believe in God? Well, how can they believe in God if they're never taught? And how can they understand of God if there is no one to preach to them? And how can they do it if the Bible is outlawed from the classroom where it's never read at home, it is not taught any place, and then we wonder why? There are sex problems, drug problems, rebellious problems, insanity among youth, heinous crimes committed like have been done in these massacres that we have mentioned. And this latest one, poor little innocent children, and they were. And we should be upset over that, and we are. And we should send comfort and hope to the survivors. But let me tell you this. There is not one survivor who is not going to have that indelibly etched in their minds. And every time they look at a picture of their son or daughter that was slaughtered by this insane, Satan-inspired, drug-laced young man, who, by the way, did not have his father around to guide him. And I'll tell you one thing straight from experience. Women, you need your husbands. You cannot handle strong-headed male youth, your offspring, because you do not have the strength and force of personality to teach those young teenage men to be men with love and strength and understanding. Now, some people aren't going to like that. Well, then take it to God. No, says here. And when I fed them to the full, is that not what we have today? Are we not full of everything? Fine homes, everything. Even the poverty of America is upper middle class in the rest of the world. Think about that. When I fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and gathered themselves by troops in harlots' houses. They were like lusty, well-fed stallions in the morning, everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. That what we have? Think about what happens in schools, after schools. Think about what happens after football games, basketball games, baseball games. Think about what happens on Easter vacations. Think about what happens with your teenagers when you are not there, moms and dad, when they get home from school. Is that not true? God says, shall he not judge for that? Oh, but they had a solution for it there. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They had a solution. Really? Okay? We'll get to that in just a bit. Now let's come back to Hosea, the 4th chapter, verse 6. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Now, stop and do this. Do you have children? Yes, if you do, think about this. Where is God in your life? Have you forgotten God? Have you been turned off because of the religions and sanctimoniousness of the religions today? That's not from God. Oh, they take a verse here, they take a verse there. They use the word of God, but they don't teach it. What are your children doing? How are they behaving then? When was the last time you disciplined them for doing wrong so they can learn right from wrong? What about your children? Are they rebellious and won't listen to you? Do you have daughters that rebel against you and go out and have sex against your permission? We have a society that will endorse that. We have a government which will uphold that. We have a government that, yay, if she gets pregnant, will have her taken to the abortion clinic and have that nasty little mistake removed from her body without your knowledge. How's that for incredible evil? Think about it. That's the law of the land. I will also forget your children. Yes, they give themselves over to sex, give themselves over to drugs, they give themselves over to all of these things, and then for pleasure and inconvenience, we must get rid of that pregnancy. Yes, indeed. It's inconvenient. Oh, some like to go out, on the other hand, and have many illegitimate children, and then they're married to the government who provides them with food, rental, and all of those things, and support single women. Now, if you're a single mother and you're doing well, congratulations. But it's a difficult row to hoe, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now, God says through Jeremiah, let me tell you what they did to solve all of their adultery problems, all of their unwanted births, because we are going to see, as God looks down on this earth, this massacre of the little children because of the sins of the people is nothing compared to the sins that he sees. And he sees it through the eyes of what is recorded here in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19, verse 4, because they have forsaken me and have profaned this place and have burned incense to other gods whom they nor their fathers have known nor the kings of Judah and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. How did they do that? Now, there was a king, Manasseh, who shed more innocent blood from one end of Judea to another. How did they do that? Worshipping other gods, getting rid of the true God, forsaking the true God, rejecting the true God, forcing him to abandon them to their own evil. And they sunk down even deeper into their own licentious evil and made a religious ritual out of getting rid of the unwanted children. It was sanctified in Satan's way. The blood of innocents, verse 5. They've also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I never commanded nor spoke, nor did it come into my mind. Yes, they took him to the god Moloch. And Moloch was the fiery god as well as Baal. And he had great bronze arms, which they would sanctimoniously lay the child up on there and given to this god. And the priest would pull the lever and the arms would come up and the young child would drop into the furnace of Baal to be burned up. And God said he hated that. God said he's judged for that. God also says in Jeremiah 6, let's see how God responds to that. Now, I want you to think about that. You think, oh, what a shocking and terrible thing. Listen, it happened in history, and God destroyed Jerusalem and Judea and sent them into captivity into Babylon for 70 years. Because they despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. They rejected his laws. Verse 18, Jeremiah 6, therefore, hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Your own sins, collectively of this whole nation, coming right down to every individual through every state and city and community and family. The fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened to my words nor to my law, but have rejected it. Now, how did that happen? And how are we doing that today? And in that, we will find the answer as to why this massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, and other massacres like it have taken place. You're not going to get the answers from psychologists or psychiatrists. You're not going to sit around and contemplate why evil, because it comes from Satan, the devil, and within the hearts of men. And in degrees, there are those who are more evil than others. But you need our book very desperately. Lord, what should I do? Because God tells all of us through Christ that unless we repent, we will likewise perish. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And please, take these messages seriously, because the days that we live in are going to get increasingly more difficult. And you need to be prepared. And you need to have the strength. So thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.